New details on early signs of trouble at Enron are expected to come out at a congressional hearing today. Memos released by the House Commerce Committee show a top Enron lawyer raised concerns about certain off-the-books partnerships more than a year ago. That lawyer is scheduled to testify today, but several other key players are expected to keep silent and plead the Fifth Amendment. The committee expects to hear from former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling and current Enron president Jeff McMahon. The chairman of Enron's Board of Directors Audit Committee also plans to testify. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Six Enron directors sit on the board's audit committee. They're a distinguished group, including a past chair of the Commodities and Exchange Commission, a retired dean of Stanford Business School, Britain's former energy secretary, a leading cancer researcher, and two businessmen from Brazil and Hong Kong. But business professor Robert Jensen of Trinity University in San Antonio says the group failed to do its job.
The audit committee is there to kind of serve as a bit of a check on management, that management, one, is telling the truth, and that management has not overlooked or glossed over some potential problems that appear in the financial statements.
Jensen says committee members weren't necessarily responsible for knowing how serious Enron's problems were, but they were obliged to ask questions. As an example, Jensen points to a footnote in Enron's year 2000 financial filings that mentions a series of transactions with a private investment company, LJM. The footnote says a senior Enron officer was also involved in LJM. Professor Jensen.
Although it has a lot of facts buried in it, it's put together in such a way that you can't get anything out of it. And the audit committee should have looked at that and said, whoa, we need a better footnote. We need more information from the management. We need more information from the auditors. And it appears that they didn't ask questions like that.
Other analysts say that footnote seems to have followed minimum disclosure standards, but agree it simply didn't provide investors enough important information. Publicly traded companies are required to have audit committees. Members, especially the chairman, are expected to be able to understand the complicated financial statements of modern companies. The chair of Enron's audit committee is scheduled to testify before Congress today. Dr. Robert Jedeke is a former dean and emeritus accounting professor at Stanford. Colleague Charles Horngren has known him for more than three decades.
Just in general, I have a very high opinion of him. He's just known around here as the epitome of integrity.
Horngren says he can't match what he knows about Jedeke with what he's read about Enron.
That's the huge puzzle in my mind, and that's why I refrain from, you know, making any judgments or opinions as to his role at Enron. I can talk to you for a long time about his character and his performance here. It was sterling.
Jedeke earned a base fee of $60,000 a year for his Enron service. But several fellow audit committee members received different benefits from Enron. One was paid tens of thousands of dollars in consulting fees. Enron made significant donations to academic programs where two other committee members are employed. Roger Raber is president of the National Association of Corporate Directors. He says these practices raise some concerns.
When the company is making a donation to a charity whereby one of the board members has an affiliation, there's a perception or an appearance of a quid pro quo, whether it's a board member doing consulting work for the company or having some other financial relationship or business relationship outside of being a director, that throw up a red flag regarding conflicts of interest.
New details about Enron show red flags were thrown up, although not necessarily about audit committee conflicts of interest. Memos released by the House Commerce Committee last night show an Enron lawyer, Jordan Mintz, raised concerns about off-the-books partnerships with two executives starting in December 2000. He mentioned the issue to then-CEO Jeff Skilling last May. Mintz and Skilling are scheduled to testify at today's House hearing. The two executives Mintz warned and the apparent architect of Enron's off-book deals, Andrew Fastow, have been subpoenaed to appear, but they are expected to cite the Fifth Amendment and refuse to testify. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.